This week on the Make It Right podcast, we examine innovation to look at how to turn the impossible into the possible and to extract what its true value should be with Dr. Adam Milofsky.
There's only really one measure of successful innovation, and it's really, are you making any money? It's really it. If I go to a venture capital group and they're starting ventures, did they exit? Did they make money? Do we have revenue? Or are we doing it profitably? Do we have large margins? Are we transforming the way people live, essentially, in the end? So if it's a company, they're trying to make money. They're cutting costs, enhancing revenue, enhancing margins. If it's a person, we get a little simpler, and we think it actually applies to companies. And that's the nature of time. What do we all wish had we had more of? Either more time or better quality time or both. And when you look at an innovation, if you don't find yourself somehow improving the nature of time, more often than not by a pretty good order of magnitude, you're not innovating. You may want to say you're innovating, and it may sound good in a commercial or an ad or something like that. They sound good talking to investors, but the bottom line is you're probably doing something incremental. So for us, the way we measure things is just bottom line results. Because everything else, the problem with a process in and of itself versus, again, principles, is that the act of measuring things becomes the end, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we filed 350 patents this year. You know, we have 25 different startups. We have 62 different research and development programs. You know, we hired 52 more PhDs. None of those things gets to the bottom line, right? Because I could have thousands of patents like a lot of companies do, a lot of universities do, government institutions do, and not one of them was ever commercialized. They're just right in the proverbial heap or pile somewhere. And so we always tell folks, you know, what do you want to get out of this? And usually if it's the CEO, the board, the owner of the company, the investor, they're measuring it in only one way. Am I making money? Am I impacting companies or people's lives in such a way that that money I'm making will also persist for a long period of time? That's simple.
Dr. Adam Milofsky just may change the way you look at innovation. Join us this week on the Make It Right podcast.